is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Almost every project that you see, whether even if it's not Hollywood, has a working title and then there'll be a finished title.
Mm. Yes.
They're bringing the title writing people at the end of it when it's all said and done. Yeah. For example, you mentioned Snakes on a Plane.
Yes.
Would you have gone to see Snakes on a Plane, or would you have gone to see Pacific Air Flight 121? Because that's what they were thinking about.
They're going to call it Pacific Air Flight 121.
Which really doesn't tell you what happened.
No.
Snakes on a Plane, all right, let's be honest. It sucked. But it sucked in a good way. Mm. Samuel L. Jackson promoted that thing like nobody's, like no one's ever worked harder promoting a movie.
He knew he had to.
He did. And he sold it for what it was. It's snakes on a mother effing plane. Oh, that's yeah. what it is.
It was a successful sell, too.
Yeah. He says the title was what got my attention originally. I got on the set one day and heard that they had changed it. I said, what are you doing here? It's not Gone with the Wind. It's not on the waterfront. It's Snakes on a Plane. I'll see some snakes on my MF and plane, man.
It's not Gone with the Wind, MFers.
This ain't Gone with the Wind. That's just so great. Do you remember a movie called The Breakfast Club?
Yes. That was the Brat Pack, the original Brat Pack.
Yes.
Emilio Estevez, Molly Ringwald.
And the theme of the movie is they're all doing detention.
Yes.
That was the Breakfast Club. You had to show up and do your detention.
Yes.
And that's how they met each other, etc. Well, originally it was written under the title The Lunch Bunch.
Okay, that's a horrible name.
Similar.
Horrible, though.
Concept.
Similar concept, but yeah.
No, The Lunch
name.
Bunch sounds like it should be puppets.
Yeah.
They should be meeting for detention. Oh, yeah. Puppets in detention.
What are you in for? I got busted for smoking.
I was caught masturbating.
We're all holding our hand puppets to the microphone as if people that are listening can see what we're doing.
You can see what I'm making the lips like these look. Mr.
Charlie.
The Lunch Bunch. That's horrible.
Yeah. They do eat lunch together in the film, however. Hmm. It makes more sense than you think. Yeah. Oh, wow, interesting. The movie Big was originally called When I Grow Up.
Mm. Which, honestly, it would have worked, but Big is more charming.
They sold it to us as Big. So, I mean, that's why you lean that way, for sure. Tom Hanks makes a wish. Remember Zoltan, the fortune teller, and he goes back in time? Let's see. The original title, When I Grow Up. However, since as it reads here, since brevity is the soul of wit, the more you can reduce something down, the more you should. Yeah. Big got the idea across. Pretty Woman. I'm not sure how this even works. Pretty Woman, the movie that made Julia Roberts a huge star, it was originally supposed to be called 3000. 3000 was a reference to how much Vivian was going to charge Edward for a week of her company. Remember, she's the prostitute with the heart of gold.
Right.
We love a story like that. You want to go see you want to see a real prostitute movie? Go see Leaving Las Vegas. Watch the opening scenes of that when she can't gargle with enough mouthwash.
Yeah.
And then tell me again about the prostitute with the heart of gold. Yeah.
So it was originally called 3,000?
3,000, because she was going to charge 3,000 for her however many days or a week?
Yeah.
The entire week with hanging out with Edward? No. Oh. Alien. Let's see. Alien, another tale of less is more. Like Big. Alien is Alien, right?
Mm-hmm.
Movies with the word star in the title do not strike fear in the hearts of potential viewers. Alien is eerie. So on and so forth. Star Beast was originally... My God, that sounds like a bad Jefferson Starship song.
Or album.
Star Beast.
Yeah, I'm going to see
these
Star
simple
Beast.
Names. These simple names are good. Scream was another one. Yeah,
Scream is funny because the original working title was what?
Scary Movie.
Which of course, Scary Movie became the parody movies of Scream. Yeah,
right.
That's funny.
Wow. Which means that they knew it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, because if you work in Hollywood, these stories get around. Everybody knows because you're vying for the same material in a lot of cases. Or copycat versions of it, which is why movies come out and there'll be so many takes. How many Mike Tyson life stories are there? You know, stuff like that.
Mm.
People in the industry know. The word gets around. Pretty simple stuff.